joining us for a kōrero today, Kiri Tamahere Waititi, who is, well, I guess in a way, an ex-clinical psychologist, but once you're a clinical psychologist, I guess you've got that for life. But today we're talking about literally some of the negative emotional reactions to the lockdown experience, and with growing numbers and with social media influence, I mean, things are not as they were. Thank you for your time today, Kiri. Tēnā koe. Thanks for joining us on Pāki Waha.
Morena, morena, Dale. Morena, Tiwi.
Once a clinical psychologist, always one?
Well, I like to call myself a recovering clinical psychologist. I deregistered out of protest, so I'm not allowed to call myself that anymore, but they can't take the doctorate away from me, so there we have it.
Okay. And why did you deregister?
Oh, look, I think the base of clinical psychology is actually really dangerous for our people. And I could no longer work in a frame, in a framework that was trying to monopolise health for our people. So I got out quick smart.
Okay, but even so, you do have an interest in emotional consequences of political moves or even health moves. I was watching last night, I think, with Miriama Kamoz, a very seasoned and slick presenter. But I've got a lot of time for you. I think she was fronting the Sunday show last night. I was talking about Facebook and the emotional impact that that can have on our people, and the way that they have continued to seek profit over people. And whilst I'm not a regular social media user, many people are. And so they can be incredibly influenced by what ends up online. Can you delve into that area for a moment, please? Because talking about our vaccination rates, there still seems to be a huge impact from what people are finding in rabbit holes through social media. Can we touch on the effect of the internet on modern-day Aotearoa and Māori life?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's changed our lives in incredible ways, hasn't it? So it's the positive side of it is that it allows for us to connect with people that we haven't been with in a very long time. There are some really awesome information coming out of Facebook that helps us in a really positive space. But I think what we've seen across the pandemic is the evil side of it, right, that not everybody has been equipped for. And I suppose one of the other issues is that we don't have any legislation or policy that has caught up fast enough with the fast advancement of the internet world. And so over this pandemic, I mean, I've seen personally, you know, there's this term that everyone throws around, keyboard warrior. So it's the person that can be really tough behind the keyboard, but in person is a very different situation. Well, I think what we've seen is a massive increase in really nasty, negative rhetoric coming out on Facebook based on others' opinions. So all someone can do is put out an opinion, and then you see people just going for the jugular straight away, and then it becomes just this negative cycle of people being really ugly. And that's something that I've experienced that firsthand. I've been around people myself who have experienced that firsthand, and I've also been part of the problem sometimes that gets into the defensive mode. And so the pandemic lends itself really well to people who are already on edge, people who come from a past trauma history. It allows us to have a platform, allows people to have a platform to really project some of their own larus onto others.
Last night they interviewed a wahine, and I guess there are many young people who are influenced by Instagram and the like and the glamorous lives that others tend to lead, when we know that a lot of that is doctored up and, you know, you're only taking images of yourself doing the best things in life, not the mundane. But even so, the feelings of resentment or I'm not good enough, I don't look flash enough, I mean, these can really affect the emotional stability of our young people, and always thinking that they are being shortchanged or never living up to expectations. How dangerous is it to accept this glamorized view of the world when you look at your own self-esteem or self-worth?
And I think this is where, I mean, it's incredibly dangerous, and there is some research out there to suggest that the increase in self-harm and suicide statistics is in alignment with Facebook and Instagram coming into, and TikTok coming into play. So it's an absolutely artificial world, and I think one of the most important things that we can do is have these conversations with our tamariki, because we often see that our kids and our rangatahi, even adults to a certain extent, base their entire identity and the value of their identity off how many likes and how many followers that they have. And so when we start to get into that that sort of realm, it becomes really difficult, because it's addictive as well. So we often find that, I don't know about you, but I've had my own struggles with becoming a little bit too addicted to my phone and things like that, and I've got a lot of self-control. So that's saying something for the people that have a lot of self-control that find it quite difficult to pull away. You imagine what it's like for our rangatahi and our youth who don't have, I suppose, that sort of resource to be able to pull themselves away. It becomes a very incredibly dangerous position for our whānau to be in.
Well, there's an anonymity that the platforms almost celebrate. And, you know, we talk of keyboard warriors. People say things with the anonymity that the media or social media provides them that they would never say if they had to put their name to it. Are there no filters that demand names and real addresses rather than, you know, I'm Joe Bigfoot from Nelson, and he can get away with, you know, writing what he likes, as scathing as it might be and as hurtful as it might be?
Yeah, well, I think we need to start moving away from, moving towards actually teaching each other and educating each other around self-control. And at the end of the day, it's our responsibility to look after our own wairua, right? When I talk about Facebook pages, Instagram pages, I talk to my tamariki and myself, I treat it like it's my own home. So anybody that comes into my home, how would I be expected to be treated and engaged with? Anybody that doesn't engage with me in that space on my own social media platform, I ban or get rid of. So it's really important for us to maintain that mana mutuhake over what we're allowing into our wairua space. And it's a conversation. I mean, we can't control what other people do. We can't control what other people say. We can't control their experiences that they've come from. But we can always control our responses to those. And yes, anonymity gives people muscles, and it makes people feel a little bit more courageous to say what they want to say and do what they want to do. We don't have to take that stuff on board, and I think that's a really important notion for us to really get into our peanutties, that it is entirely up to us what we allow into our space. And so I think we need to start being a little bit more proactive around in a social media form, who we're following, who we're allowing to come onto our path, who we're engaging with and how we engage, because it goes both ways too, right? So if I'm having somebody come onto my page who's being quite negative, I will think about it and say, well, would I allow for this person to talk to me like this in my home? If I don't, I will get rid of them. If I'm willing to engage in a conversation, I need to be really mindful too about the place in which I'm coming from. So if we're wanting to engage in a debate with people, then we need to really be mindful about not doing that from a place of defensiveness or from a place of ugliness, which is, I suppose, where that post came about in the first place, was really understanding our own, the whakapapa of the reason why we respond to other people's opinions. And that more often than not, when we become really emotionally triggered by something, it's saying more about us than it is about the person who's making a comment.